This morning I opened my Bible without any sense of direction. No carefully chosen passage. No study plan. Just a quiet moment at the table, tea cooling beside me, asking God to meet me somewhere on the page. The verse I landed on felt less like reading and more like being seen. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Isaiah 45:3. Treasures of darkness. The phrase felt almost foreign, as if it belonged to a language my heart did not yet understand. I sat there for a long time, letting those words settle. We spend so much of our lives asking God to turn the lights back on. We ask for clarity, relief, resolution, and restoration. We ask Him to remove the heaviness, to shorten the night, to bring back what was lost. We rarely consider that He might be doing something sacred inside the dark itself. I began to think about the seasons that feel stripped of color, stripped of noise, stripped of everything that once made life feel recognizable. Places where prayers are quieter, days feel longer, and you discover how much of your strength was tied to things that are no longer there. Nothing about those seasons feels rich. They feel barren, disorienting, and lonely. And yet Scripture calls them a place of treasure. Not treasure you can spend. Not treasure you can display. The kind that changes who you are rather than what you have. In hidden seasons, God teaches the heart to rest without visible reassurance. He loosens our grip on the things we thought we needed to feel secure. He reveals how much of our identity was built on roles, relationships, or outcomes that could never carry the weight we placed on them. It is not comfortable work. It is quiet, surgical, and often misunderstood by everyone watching from the outside. But it is not wasted. Hidden riches grow where there is no audience. A steadiness that does not depend on circumstances. A compassion born from having known pain firsthand. A gentleness that comes from realizing how fragile people really are. A faith that is less about certainty and more about trust. These things rarely develop in seasons of ease. Then the verse turns personal. That you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name. He calls you by your name. Not by the role you used to fill. Not by the loss that reshaped your life. Not by the weakness you wish you did not have. By your name. The one He spoke before anyone else knew you existed. The one He still uses even when you feel like a stranger to yourself. There is something deeply comforting about being known in places where no one else can follow. You may feel unseen by the world, but you are not unseen by God. You may feel displaced, but you are not misplaced. The path may feel unclear to you, but it is not unclear to Him. Hidden seasons are not evidence of abandonment. Often they are invitations into a deeper kind of relationship, one that is less dependent on what God does and more rooted in who He is. If you are walking through a time that feels muted, confusing, or unbearably quiet, it does not mean your life has paused or that your story has stalled. Something is still unfolding beneath the surface, slow and deliberate, like roots pushing through soil long before anything green appears above ground. The darkness is not proof that nothing is happening. It may be proof that something too important to rush is taking place. One day, you may look back and realize that what felt like an empty stretch of road was actually the place where God steadied your heart, clarified your values, softened your edges, and taught you how to live with a deeper awareness of His presence. Not dramatic, not loud, just real. I did not open my Bible this morning expecting an answer. I only hoped for a little comfort. Instead, I was reminded that even the places I would never choose are not outside the reach of God's goodness. That nothing surrendered to Him is ever truly lost. That some gifts arrive wrapped in silence, hidden until the right moment, shaping us long before we understand them. If you are in a dark place right now, you may feel empty-handed, but you are not. You may be carrying treasures you cannot yet see. Father God, for the one who feels surrounded by quiet heaviness, draw near in a way that reassures their heart. Help them trust that you are present even when life feels dim and uncertain. Give them patience for the work you are doing beneath the surface, and courage to keep walking when they cannot see far ahead. Remind them that they are known, called by name, and held securely in your care. Let the hidden places become places of deep encounter with you, and in time, reveal the beauty you have been forming there all along. In Jesus' name, amen.